What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 15 of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and John all back with you this week. I know last week we had a little trouble getting everything going, but we are back. And these two on the other end, stay away from them. They're battling some flus, some coughs, some sniffles, all sorts of stuff. So,
it's that
guys,
time.
You got to plug through and get through the sickness here.
All right, we'll try not to give it to you.
Yeah, for our listeners, but never-ending cycle of parenthood. You guys will get there soon. You'll get there one day, Eddie.
We'll see. So no college this week, but we do got a whole bunch of NFL. I think we got full slate. So before we get into the NFL, what do you guys think of the college football playoff? You got any disagreements there with the way things turned out?
No, it was too easy for the committee. It fell exactly the way they needed to fall to not have any drama built into who they had to pick. So, I mean, those were the four teams that there was nobody else they could have picked besides those four teams. The way they put
go ahead.
I do like the rank, the way they're ranked 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do personally. I think LSU played the hardest schedule out of the bunch. They beat Alabama and Alabama. They whooped Georgia. You know, they beat up on some pretty good teams. I mean, I know Ohio State played a good schedule too, I guess, but I feel like LSU's was better. I don't think LSU. I personally think out of the four, I think Clemson's the best team. So I mean, and they didn't play anybody all year. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think Clemson's going to beat Ohio State and beat LSU. I think Clemson's going to win it all, personally. What do you guys think?
You guys know I'm not as big on college as you guys, but I'm 100% with you, John. I think Clemson's going to win it all.
Yeah.
I love their quarterback. I mean, they have the experience from last year. I don't know. He just showed me something last year, man. He wasn't scared against Alabama, and they got a great coach. They're tested. I do think the rankings are fair. Ohio State does have a little bit of a gripe. Every time I watched them play this year, they were pretty dope. So, but LSU played a really, really tough schedule. And LSU put on a show on Saturday, and Ohio State kind of crept by. So I think that might have been the difference maker.
Yeah, I think we're 3-for-3 on that. I agree with you guys. I think Clemson's going to win it all. I still think they're the best team in college football, and just haven't really had the chance to show it with how down the ACC is this year and the schedule that they played. I mean, they've been smacking teams that by 30 plus every week. And I mean, there's not much else you can do but play the teams in front of you. So I think they feel a little disrespected that they're number 3. They got something out to prove. So it gives them a little extra motivation, not that they needed it, but I think it's four really good teams at 3, at least. I think those 3 teams at the top are far and above better than everybody else in college football. So it'll be fun. And I'm sure as it gets a little closer, we'll start talking about it leading up to that week of those games. So we'll jump into the NFL now, our bread and butter, even though we've been 1-1-1 the past 2 weeks, I think. Still
we're
doing
go
pretty well.
We'll go
3-0 this week.
Yeah,
I will say 2 weeks ago, I loved the board. Last week, I liked it. This week, meh about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so, right. But that's
we'll talk through it and find some gems.
Yeah.
So first one up, we got Thursday night football. Baltimore -14.5 at home against New York Jets. And I'm seeing a lot of money coming in on the Ravens, it looks like. Or, I don't know, it's kind of split in some places as well. So, Vic, what are you seeing on this one?
You have about 60-40 on the Ravens. Very high spread. It's going up. It's up to 15.5 in some books.
Damn, it's jumping.
Talk about games. Like, you know how I always say, yeah, you're gonna bet it. Don't lie, you're gonna bet it. Like, this game is such a meh game. I might not even play this game. How about I tell you that? I hate big spreads like this. 15-point spreads, 14.5 now I see. Because honestly, the way we play, you got to be on the Jets, right? There's no other way to look at it, but besides to take the points. So, and I don't know, man. I do not want to get in front of that Baltimore offense. So, I'm gonna stay away. I'm guessing now I'm going to stay away. I'm going to just say that now. But I guess I lean towards the Jets a little. Just one more thing. I haven't put in any plays yet this week. So anything we're going to talk about this week, I got no action in yet. So you got to take that too with everything I'm going to tell you. But I kind of like Jets a little bit.
Okay. I don't really have much on this game either. I would probably lean the Jets, but I don't think it's going to be one that I'll bet. So, Vic, you got anything on this one?
Oh, I like the Jets a little bit, man. I just, like John said, I hate getting in front of this Ravens train right now. I've been burned a couple times this year, even in good spots. So they're just a damn good team. And I think, have you guys heard about Flugate going around? How Le'Veon didn't play because of the flu, and then he was out bowling Saturday night. He bowled a 251. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, his career high.
And now he's like, I don't know, his coach is mad at him, his team's mad at him. Jets had a nice little run, but maybe it's just back to the same old Jets. So I don't know. I'm not putting actual money on this game. What about you, Eddie?
Nope, I'm staying away from it for now, and maybe it come game time put something on it, but not anything I can see here that makes you want to get up and bet it right away. So I think I'm going to pass on it for now. Move into the 1 o'clock slates for Sunday. We got a team that's been covering some spreads lately, although I don't know if they're going to do it now. Tampa Bay at Detroit. John, I know you talked before about how you kind of like Detroit in this one. I do as well, only because the Bucks, we talk about those injuries, and they just have a few that are piling up right now with the Mike Evans and why is it? I can't remember who else they lost. They lost somebody else that's a pretty critical piece. But I remember thinking about it, watching the game last week. I'm like, oh, man, this is probably the last time I'm going to be able to find the Bucks in a nice spot because they're starting to cover some spreads. They've covered their last two out of the last three, pushed on the other one. But they're looking better. They've won three straight. They're putting up points on offense. So, you know, the public loves that. They're going to be jumping on that. So I think this is the time you hop off the Buccaneers laying 3.5 on the road at Detroit. So John, I'll kick it over to you since it's your squad. You like the Lions in this one a little bit.
Yeah, this is classic Detroit Lions spot. You know why? Cause what's everybody talking about in the city now? Let's tank, let's lose. Let's get the number two pick. Let's get Chase Young. So what are the Detroit Lions going to do? They're going to go out and beat this team that nobody thinks that they're going to win this. Everybody thinks we're going to lose the rest of our games. So now this is classic. We're going to win. So the reason why I really like this game besides that is the money is coming in on Detroit. There's not a lot of bets yet. It's still early in the week. Let's see how this shapes out. But it went from open four, went down to 3.5. Over 55, around 55% of total bets are on Tampa Bay, but over 70% of the money is on Detroit. So that is an indicator to me that the Lions are a sharp pick along too with it. I know this has to do maybe – I know Mike Evans. I don't think that makes people go out and bet Detroit, but I think something's wrong with Jameis Winston too. So this might not be something that we'll be able to bet if he doesn't end up playing, which I think he's okay. But if there are no injuries to the quarterback position – I like the Lions in this spot. They're going to end up winning. They're going to do something silly and end up winning the game, like the greatest fake field goal you'll ever see, which we saw last year.
Vic, what about you in this game?
Man, I can't lie. I do kind of like the Lions in the spot just because of just how fishy the line is. We've been loving Jameis and riding him a little bit the last few weeks, and the Bucs have been coming through. Man, can we just take a second to say how amazing it is to watch, like, Jameis Winston play? It's just – we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago, and he literally did the same thing again this week. It was like pick six, touchdown, pick six, touchdown, fumble, down 14-3, I think, and then they come back to win and to push. So it's just fun to watch him. The only thing that worries me, John, is I know – Jones is out now, right? And the secondary's been a little banged up, so maybe Jameis just has this like last second crazy touchdown. But I don't know. The line's super fishy. I'll probably stay away, but I do get why you like the Lions here.
Yeah, Jameis, man, I think he threw a pick on the first play of the game last week too.
Yeah.
He's just like that roller coaster you want to ride so bad, but you just ate a chili cheese dog and you know you're going to puke afterwards. That is Jameis Winston, because I saw two stats this week that just absolutely jumped out at me that were hilarious. One was that combined touchdowns and interceptions this year, he has 49. The next closest quarterback doesn't even have 40. And then the other stat was that he's pretty close to leading the league in touchdowns, yards, and interceptions all this season. I think he's two back in a few. So, yeah, he is quite the roller coaster to watch. But
I hope he gets it. It just sucks, like, when you have money on them. You know what I mean? You're, like, just losing your mind. And this last week was the perfect example of that. And all of that for a push.
Yeah, exactly. I think the only time we felt comfortable in a game with them was that Jacksonville one. But even towards the end, they let them come back when Minshew came in a little bit. So,
if I was that organization, I don't know. I think this is the end of him too, for his contract. Like, this is not somebody I'd want to re-sign and have as my quarterback going into the future. I just let him go now and start over again, because he can put up points, but he's so careless. Like, he loses so many games for them. I don't know how that Indy defense is so banged up that, you know, they schemed him well to get those pick six. Leonard got him the first play of the game and Leonard got the pick six, but everybody does that to him. So I don't feel like this is a guy that's ever going to like do anything to make a winning organization. I wouldn't want him as my quarterback. If I was that team, I'd just get rid of him now.
So the only thing I want to say about that is, what would you propose as the alternative for him? Because their offense
for him
is,
or for them?
For them to take him out, who would you replace him with? Because I feel like you can't do a young rookie quarterback because of how their offense is. Their offense is really good with all the weapons that they have. Godwin, Evans, their offensive line is a top 10 pro football focus. I mean, it's not a bad solution. It's just,
no.
I don't know what I would replace him with.
To do that.
Cause you don't want to do a rookie and start all the way over when you're kind of not, I wouldn't say close to like a Super Bowl, but you have a really legit offense and you could compete pretty well.
He just makes too many mistakes.
Yes, I agree.
And he's not going to stop.
Right, Eddie? I mean,
what'd you say?
It's the same problem as the Bears, right? At the end of the day, it's like our side, we have the defense and we're ready to win now. You bring in a rookie quarterback and you're closing that window because it's going to take them a year or two. But the problem is there's no one really in the off season that, I don't know, to answer your question, like, what are the Bucs going to do? What are the Bears going to do? If you look through the list of free agents, it's like Marcus Mariota. That's about it. And he got benched for Ryan Tannehill. So, otherwise you're going to draft a rookie. And I think both teams are in the same exact tough spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think Mariota's definitely gone for sure. Trubisky, he always has those flashes where the past couple of games, you're like, oh, do I really want to get rid of him? But over the long term, we know who Jameis and Mitchell and Mariota all are. And they're just probably, you know, I'd say quarterbacks that if you had to rank them 1 through 32 are in the high teens, low 20s.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I personally think the Bears bring him back next year just because there's not many options out there. I think they signed like a veteran to like compete, quote unquote, but he's super cheap. And I think they make the big quarterback move the year after when they have a first round pick. But that's just what I think.
Yeah. So we'll skip over the Bucks. We went on a little side rant there, but we'll go over to Philadelphia at Washington. Ugly win for Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. They are -4.5, opened up at -6, down to 4.5 now against the Redskins. Do we know who is starting at quarterback for the Redskins before I give my take on this? I'm hoping it's Keenum, but if it's Haskins, ugh.
I heard Haskins, and that's what Sports Insights is showing right now, too.
That's also what I heard as well. So, that doesn't make me like this line as much. But Washington's, they got some injuries now too. Haskins, Geis, and I mean, after last week, I think they can. They played Philly really tough week one. They almost should have beat them. And Philadelphia hasn't been looking that good, so I do kind of like the 4.5 here. But Haskins, man, I have trouble betting with that guy because, I don't know, shows up 2 hours before kickoff, taking selfies without taking knees. Come on. So I just – that kind of stuff bothers me when it comes to having a franchise quarterback. So I can't back Dwayne Haskins. That franchise in general is a mess, so I like to stay far away from it. I don't know if – you know, sometimes you talk about it in basketball where you have like a good shooter who is in a slump, and all you need to do is see one go through the net. That could have been Philly with one just seeing one win and then all of a sudden turning their season around a little bit. All they needed to see was just one get in the W column. Now they pull off a little run here. So I lean the Redskins in this one, but with Haskins, it's tough for me to bet it. So either you guys have an opinion on this one.
I feel like the line, which opened at 6 and down to 4.5, they kind of like – that was all projected by what happened last week, and I hate to go by 1 week, but if Philly, you know, dominates the Giants, you know, and I feel like, you know, I know injuries, they had a lot of injuries, but the weather kind of played a factor into that game too. And Washington looked good against Green Bay last week, so there's no value to me in Washington right now at where that line is. I'm not playing this game because the way you got to play it, if you do, is to take the Redskins. And just because, you know, I'm not getting 6 points here. I'm getting 4, right? I'm not going to invest any money into this game. Philly needs, and I mean, I guess they kind of don't need to win if they just beat Dallas next week. But I just don't like that the value is gone in the game. So I'm going to stay away. I'll find something else to play.
Vic, how about you?
I'll probably stay away. The only reason why is what John brought up. It from everything I've heard and read, it doesn't really matter what happens this weekend for the Cowboys and the Eagles. It's whoever wins that game next week is who's going to go to the playoffs, right? So, and you can kind of see that on the Cowboys when they play the Bears, like that urgency just – you know, after a while, they just kind of folded. So I don't know if this game is tight at the end and maybe Philly just doesn't care or, you know, because they got that win last week. 4.5 is good, man. The Skins have been playing. I know it's the Skins and, like, everything you said is true, Eddie, but they've been playing teams pretty close the last few weeks. You know,
yeah, a couple of
games, even the Packers game, like, they were hanging around the whole game. They had a shot at the end to kind of – you know, be there. They got the back door, but they had a lot more opportunities. So they've been playing hard. And I'm like you. I'm ever since I watched Haskins play that first time against the Vikings, I think, on national TV, I'm like, dude, this guy is terrible. But I don't know what it is, but they've been hanging around since he's starting. So I'm going to sit out. I think the Skins plus 4.5 is the right play. I might wait till game time. If I can get 6, I'll probably grab the Skins.
You know what, Skins? I know I'm going to go off another tangent. Maybe we won't do it as long, or we'll just be through some other games. But I can't believe one of these teams have to go to the playoffs. Like, the Rams or the Bears are going to get robbed from a playoff spot because one of these two teams got to make it. I don't understand why they just can't step in and say, you got to have a winning record to make the playoffs, or you got to at least be maybe even 500 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. So,
I know Seattle made it that 1 year. They were 7-9, and the beast mode play came out of it against the Saints. But that's so silly that a 7-9 team gets to make the playoffs and gets to host. So, I mean, at least not get to host. It's not that hard at the end of the year to say, oh, you're 7-9, you don't get to make the playoffs, or you know what I'm saying, or you're 7-9 and you're not going to get the home game at least just because you won your crappy conference. So I don't know. Just
thank you. Michael Scott, GIF, thank you. Cause it's a joke, man. How can you have a losing record and make the playoffs and host the playoff game? It's just, I hope that this is so bad that next year they do something about it, because it, like you said, man, this is terrible.
It doesn't happen a lot. It happens like every 3-4 years where this happens, but it still happens. Like, we shouldn't have to have one of these teams, either of these teams, neither of these teams deserve to be in the playoffs. I mean, they're both not playoff worthy teams. So anyways, whatever. That's just my thing.
Well, my 6-7 fantasy football team that's in the Final Four and disagrees with you.
My 6-7.
Fantasy is different.
That's 10 man league. That's 10 teams, not 30.
Yeah, this is a joke.
No, I'm just messing. Yeah, I agree. I think what sucks the most is, like, last year when you had a team like the Chargers, who I think the Chiefs went 13-3 and they went 12-4, and they got to go on the road for their first two games and play teams with, well, the first one, the Ravens had a worse record than they did, and New England obviously had a better record, but then you get New England in the second round because, you know, you're technically a 5 seed when realistically you have the 3rd best record in the conference. And it's going to happen to the Bills probably this year, knock on wood, where they have a better record than AFC South winner or whoever the 3 seed is. And they're going to have to go on the road that first round and instead of playing a home game. So it definitely changes it up. But I understand that you want to kind of represent the divisions equally. So I don't know if it's going to be something that the NFL changes, but definitely should be something to look at. I agree. So we talked about that awful game. We will go over to a game that is a little bit better, has some playoff implications. Vic, your Chicago Bears on the road at Lambeau Field against Green Bay. Wow, this number dropped a lot. Opened up 7 in 1 spot. Then it might have been the look-ahead line. Then it opened up at 5 in another spot. Now it's down to 4.5. Seen a little bit of money coming in on the Bears, but that's what I like. I agree with the Bear money. They are playing well the past couple of weeks, won their last 3. Vic, if we would have talked John off the ledge last week from betting the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, because I know you and me both agreed on the Bears there, but
yeah,
and they looked good last week. I thought
I told our buddy Rand Lyon that's the pick, so he was happy, one of our listeners, so shout out to him. But yeah, man, I mean I'll jump in quickly. The Bears are obviously playing a lot better. It's a little too late because I don't think they can run the table, but I understand why the sharp money came in on them. That's a lot of points. The Bears have limited Aaron Rodgers really well, and just overall, I think they have the ability. They're getting Akeem Hicks back, which is huge. I know Khalil Mack has had not as big of an impact this season as last, and that's literally because of Hicks. He's the anchor in the middle. He takes the double teams, and so he's coming back, which is huge, huge news for them. Mitch is playing better, so we'll see. The offense looks better. The play calling looks better. It's just frustrating that it took this long to get all of this stuff going, which normal fans like us were like, hey, why isn't Mitch, like, playing up tempo? Why aren't you cutting the field in half, running some RPOs, getting him out on the edges, letting him run? You know, those are the kind of things that gave the Packers some trouble last year too. So, and David Montgomery's playing well. So, as long as the coach calls a balanced game, I think the Bears will be in this game. And I see this as like a 3-point game coming down to the end, anybody's game. So, you know, I like the points, man. 4.5 seems like a good value between these two teams. What are you thinking, John? You see you know the North pretty well. What do you look at?
The thing about this week is, there's nothing else going on. So these line makers, I think they locked in these numbers like really well. But we got to be careful on what we take this week. There's no college football. So, I mean, it's all NFL this week. And when that happens, it's like the weeks, they become a little bit more difficult, I think. This line opened 7 and went down to 4.5. So, again, you're losing value if you're taking the Bears, I think. Yeah, they've been playing good the last few weeks, right? And you can help me out here a little bit, Vic, but who they beat? They beat the Lions, trash. They beat the Cowboys, I think is trash, which I wish we did the pod last week. I can't believe how much money I've lost in the Cowboys this year between all the games that I've been taking them, especially against, and I had them against the Vikings that 1 week. I had them against the Bears last week. If we did the pod last week, I think you guys would have made me not take the Cowboys. I don't know why I ended up on that side, but I don't think the Bears have beaten anybody good the last few weeks. So
no, they haven't, and they beat the Giants. So
and they beat the Giants, right? And okay, and I know that game specifically because I had action on that game too. They played a horrible first half against the Giants. I don't know what happened in the second half of that game. They did some adjustments, but the Giants kind of shut them down the whole first half before they figured out what to do. So I mean, Green Bay plays really ugly, and so I don't know. Maybe I lean towards Green Bay. I'm not going to end up playing this game. I think Green Bay is going to win the game personally. Will they cover 4.5 points? Not sure. Like you said, it might be a 3-point spread. But I mean, they opened at 7, and it got bought down to like 4.5 already. So that's crazy. So I don't know. I lean towards Green Bay. I don't think Bears can win the game. So I'm not going to end up taking Bears plus 4 or 4.5.
All right. So we got one kind of leaning towards the Packers, but not going to play it. I like the Bears kind of along with Vic there. So next 1 o'clock game, this one's going to have some storylines to it. New England opened up -10.5, went through the key number of 10, down to 9.5 now at Cincinnati. A lot of money coming in on New England. The cheaters are back at it again. So first of all, before we get into this game, do you guys believe New England's little story that, oh yeah, you know, we were just filming a documentary on our scouts for, even though we were looking at the sidelines of the Bengals for 8 minutes and looking at their signals, or do you think there's some Spygate 2 going on here? So John, I'll let you kick it off on what you think about this whole thing.
I mean, listen, if it was like the AFC Championship game and this story came out, yeah, then they were cheating, right? But they're playing a 1-12 team. If they did cheat, if this what is considered cheating, right, and they got caught, then they're doing this every week. They're not just – they didn't just do this because they're playing the 1-12 Bengals. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to chalk it up to whatever they were filming, some kind of documentary. And, yeah, maybe, you know, they, you know, try to catch a player or two. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think they were, like, intentionally cheating. Maybe I'm being naive, but the team is 1-12. I don't – why would they take that risk? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Vic, how about you? Or, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. I was done. But, I mean, if you're asking me for my opinion on the game, it's probably another game I'm not going to play. But, yeah, I do not see how New England loses this game. I like them in the spot, I guess, here. -9.5. This is a get-right game for them. So they haven't been playing good. They're gonna probably want to be bullies this week.
Yeah, I would. I'm gonna stay away from this game as well. So,
me too. Right.
Vic, what's your whole take on this Spygate 2?
I mean, just dude, they're playing the Bengals this week. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so crazy that I think they can. Plausible deniability, like they can just say, oh, this was for a documentary, but they don't need it. Obviously, it's the Bengals, like, and so I agree to John's point, but you're always going to have that little, like, thing in the back of your mind, you know what I mean? And, hey, I love Tom Brady. I know a lot of people don't like him, and the Pats have won championships after the whole Spygate thing, so, you know, they're obviously – one of the best teams of all time. But you're always going to have this little thing in the back of your mind just because of everything, right? And so I don't know, man. I think I'm with John here. I think it was like just possibly a mistake, but I'm always going to be like, maybe they just wanted to get some film before seeing them this week. I don't know. What do you think?
It is crazy.
Go ahead.
It's crazy that New England always hits that play, and I just defended them, but now I'm thinking like about this. But they always hit that crazy play on offense, that surprise play for a touchdown, like a halfback pass from Julian Edelman to some tight end, or some fake like rollout, you know, screen and then throw back to Tom Brady or something like that. They always hit that trick play, and like you got to think that like. I don't know, man. Like, what do they know? Like, what's coming defensive or the positioning of the defense? But I don't know what they were filming. I still don't think they were cheating. But I know. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Eddie. What were you gonna say?
No, I just think it was a little weird that there was like 8 minutes of the film that showed the sidelines of Cincinnati and them like looking at the clock to see the play, the down and distance, time of game, all that stuff, and then going back down to the sidelines and seeing the signals. It was literally almost the exact same thing as it was for Spygate 1 with the Jets. So that part kind of confuses me a little bit, but at the same time, I mean, how dumb would they be to do that? And the guy who was doing it, I think it was in like a Patriots jersey or something in the press box. So it's not like it wouldn't be obvious. But I don't know. It's just, you know, with that team, it's hard to trust them. So I don't know. Plus, I have a little bit of bias, so I'm not the best to gauge on this one. So, but in terms of the game, I'm staying away from it. So, Vic, I don't think we got your opinion on the game. You staying away as well?
Yeah, I mean, in most times, I feel like all of us would like the Bengals, but I think just what John said, it's a get-right game, just as how bad the Pats have looked the last couple of weeks, man. Their offense does look a little broken. Maybe Tom Brady, the GOAT, is just getting old, man. You see him kind of make a pass and dive away instead of, like, stepping up in the pocket, and I've seen that a lot the last few weeks, and I think he's just getting old, man. He doesn't want to take that hit, right? I think he got banged up really well a couple weeks ago by the Texans, and you saw some of that residual last week. So I'm scared to lay 10 points on the road, but I do think this is the game where they're going to kind of go back to old school, play really good defense, pound the rock, and get right. So I'm staying away.
Agreed. So next one up, we got a good one. Probably the hottest team in – all of football right now, Tennessee Titans -3 at home against the Texans, who laid an absolute egg last week. Everyone's been giving this division to the Texans as almost the team that is just going to represent the AFC South. Man, I don't know, man. Tennessee, these two teams, Tennessee and Houston, still play twice if you count this week and the week 17. Those are going to decide the division. And if you look at who's a better team right now, I don't think you can make an argument that the Texans are the better team. Since Ryan Tannehill's come in, they've won, I think, let's see, 6 out of 7 that he's played in. So he's making a huge difference in their offense. The only thing I mentioned early on was there was a couple of those games that were coin flips that just went their way. I remember the Chargers one where Melvin Gordon fumbled at like the 1-inch line. Tampa Bay, where there was an interception return for a touchdown or a fumble that they called the guy down, but it was returned for a touchdown. That would have lost them the game. So, but since then, I mean, they beat Kansas City, smashed Jacksonville, smashed Indianapolis, smashed the Raiders. They're just tearing teams apart. I really like this team right now, the way they're playing. I'd probably say they're the third best team in the AFC right now. And I think they're better. They beat Kansas City, so you could say that they're better than them, or the way New England is playing right now, you can't really say that New England is much better than Tennessee, but I don't know. This could be where they come back to Earth, but I like the Titans a lot in this spot. This has been a game I've been circling for a couple weeks now because of what I said. Everyone's been giving the Texans a division, and I think Tennessee's going to get a nice win here at home and take control of that division. So, Vic, what do you think in this one?
Dude, you're thinking about this as your pick of the week, right?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a game I circled for a couple of weeks, so.
I really like it. I've been disappointed with Houston, man. I can't lie. For as exciting as they are, I love Watson, but laid an egg last weekend, and just the consistency is not there. We always knew they had O-line issues, but, man, Tennessee looks great. Tannehill looks awesome, man. I just like – I'm so salty of, like, all these teams that just get, like, quarterbacks, like, that just, like, have magic off the bench or randomly come in, and my Bears haven't found a quarterback in, like, 30 years. But I like the Titans, man. There's RLM on them. The public is on Houston, and the line has gone up on Tennessee from 2.5 to 3. So I'm with you, man. I think the Titans at home, everyone kind of wrote them off, but – they have a good coach, man. If you look at it and think about last season as well, he has them fighting in every game, and the team is behind Tannehill. The D's been solid, so I like the Titans at home.
John, can we make it 3 for 3?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love this spot. This is the game. I kept saying, I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to play this game. It's because I'm going to end up playing this one. So I like Tennessee in this spot. They're home. It's a divisional game. You know, the winner of this game, I know they're going to play one more time at the end of the year. That might end up deciding it. But, I mean, one of these teams might not make the playoffs the way everybody else is playing. You know, your Bills looking okay for their playoff positioning. And, you know, the Chiefs got a spot. And I think one of these teams is going to be seven and not get that sixth spot if you don't end up winning the division. So one thing I'm worried about, you know, Houston looked really good 2 weeks ago against New England. And I think we had them, right? We did a pod that week. I know we talked about Love in Houston against New England, didn't we? And then last week they just laid an egg against Denver. They made Denver look like, you know, the next team on the rise, and Drew Lock looked like a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I'm worried about one thing in this spot here. Derrick Henry hasn't practiced really, so I don't know if he's playing or not. That kind of matters to me a little bit because, you know, he helps them, you know, control the game. So
he's been a monster.
A monster. So, but there is RLM. So I mean, this line opened 1.5 and it's 55% on Houston, but it's like about almost 60% on Tennessee on the money. So, the line went from 1.5 to 3. So I know we're not getting the best value at 3, but I think Tennessee's going to win the game, and hopefully it doesn't come down to that spread. You know, worst comes to worst, instead of the W, because we didn't get it at 1.5, we might get the push. But this is the game I'm playing at 1:00 too. So if Eddie's not making his pick of the week, I will.
we're all fine.
but we're all in agreement on this game. And usually when we're all in agreement the way we are, the way we have been, if you go back and listen to other pods, when we all agree heavily on a game, it turns out pretty well in the end.
Yeah, to your point, John, it looks like Henry's going to play. So Vrabel said it's more just maintenance, just like last week. So they're trying to just get him ready for the game, and he's just going to be beast mode on Sunday.
Yeah, they've been.
Yeah, I mean,
the past couple weeks they've been having him on like a load management Kawhi thing. So they haven't been having him practice the past couple of weeks.
Hey, whatever works, man.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like our Indianapolis this year, Tennessee, huh?
Yep.
They are. Yeah, so it's those AFC South teams.
Right. So Indy kind of fell off, and, you know, Tennessee's taking their spot here. So I like them in a spot. I think the crowd's going to get up for the game, and this should be a good game to watch, but I think we're also going to pull it out, man.
Yeah. So these next couple games here, I'm going to go over them kind of quick because I don't think any of us are really going to play them. Seattle at Carolina. They opened up -4.5. It's up to -6. Seattle, I think we've all kind of talked about it. They're so overrated, and when it comes to the playoffs, they're going to get smacked. They're going to be a team that we're going to go against. So we're looking forward to that day. I had some watched ESPN last week, saw all of these people having Seattle in the top two of their teams. I'm like, you are all drunk, and then they all get smacked on Sunday Night Football to the Rams. So Seattle, they're a fraud. Carolina, I want no piece of right now. Ever since Ron Rivera got fired, I think they're a little pissed at that because I think they like their coach. So I'm not going to touch Carolina right now. This is absolute stay away from me. I think, like John, similar to your Green Bay thing, I think Seattle wins the game here. But I don't know. Some random stuff could happen, and I don't want to lay 6 on the road. So skip for me. Any of you guys have anything on this one?
No, I don't like this game either. God, the way we're talking is like I'm setting up somebody to take a dip with, you know, Green Bay and Seattle or something like that. So I'm not going to say that. I'll tell you one thing. Seattle, I can't wait. I think I told you guys this before. I love the Rams last week, and that was just a perfect spot for them. They always play Seattle well, and they were home, I guess. But when the playoffs come around, I can't wait to catch Seattle. You know, if they catch that home game the first week, I might end up taking them, you know, the wild card round. But I can't wait for the divisional round. Whoever they're going to end up playing, and when Seattle's on the road, they're going to lose that game. They're not – I mean, this is Russell Wilson has got them all these wins. So, I mean, if you – I don't think they do war in football as a stat, right? But I mean, that guy, it's, Russell Wilson has to be the MVP of the league. I mean, without him, this team is 3-10 instead of 10-3. So just my, I'm not playing this game. I kind of talked too long, but that's my thought.
Yeah,
you playing it?
No, I'm on the same boat. I think last week was the perfect spot to fade Seattle, right? And we took advantage of that with the Rams. And I'm with John, man. I think I'm going to fade Seattle huge in the playoffs. So I'm just, like, waiting for that spot. But I agree, man. Wilson's been dope. Just 6-7 points on the road, too much for me with the Seattle team that I don't trust. And I think that they've gotten lucky to win some of the games, and it was all Russell Wilson. So I'll sit this one out, too.
Next game up, Denver at Kansas City. We talked about Denver a little while ago in their win last week against the Texans. Line was 13 as a look ahead. Now it's down to 9.5. Kansas City favored by 9.5 on the road. Not something I would have an opinion on. I would not be surprised if the Chiefs go out there and just destroy Denver. They're not a good football. I will take that back. They are a decent team. A lot of spots this year where they've covered some spreads, so they're a little bit better than their record shows, but I think Kansas City here is starting to get on the upswing, so I would lean Kansas City in the spot, but not a game I'm gonna probably bet. Vic, what about you,
man? I really like Denver in this spot, man. I think they've been, Locke's been good and their defense is kind of holding up, but it looks like there's RLM on the Chiefs a little bit, man. There's 70% of the money, or 70% of the public's on Denver. Lined opened at 9.5. Now it's up to 10 in a lot of spots. And so that's what kind of makes me lay off this one a little bit. But just by the eye test, Denver looked good last week. But the Chiefs also need a get-right game, and maybe this is it. So it'll be interesting to see. Mahomes is also banged up. I don't know if you guys saw that, but his thumb is a little banged up. But he said he's going to play. The coach said he's going to play. So it'll be interesting. I think that the Broncos have gotten torched by the tight end position. So this might be the week Kelce breaks out and kind of puts them over the top. But it'll be a fun little matchup. But I don't know. I know I'm passing on a lot of these games. But I'll probably sit this one out too. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, this is another 1 o'clock game. I already made up my mind talking to you guys, like going through this right now. Is my team at 1 o'clock is going to end up being Tennessee, and anything else I tell you about 1 o'clock, it's just a lean. It's not something that I'm probably going to end up playing. But if you made me choose, gun to my head, this is a game that you want to bet on, I'd end up taking Denver. But I'm not going to end up playing this game.
All right, so we'll go over to the next 1 o'clock game, Miami at New York Giants. What an ugly game. -3.5 at home for the Giants. They are the favorites. And, yeah, another one I'm not going to play. Have no desire to watch it. So couldn't even tell you a lean in this spot. Maybe the Giants for Eli's last home start. I don't know. But, John, you got anything in this one?
Yeah, I guess. You know, Eli for, you know, so, I mean, the 70% of the bets are on Miami, but the money is split 50-50, so I guess that means the public is on Miami, right? So
yep.
I guess you take Jets. What a boring game. I'm not going to bet this game.
Vic, you got anything?
Nothing. I just have a Saquon Barkley rant, though. Him and Alvin Kamara ruined all my fantasy teams in my fantasy season. So I don't know, man. I'm just so sad. No, man, I'm not playing this game. I think Miami should win, but like you said, it's Eli's last game. They're at home. Public's on Miami. You just never know what's going to happen. Maybe Slayton has a big game, and Eli throws a game-winning touchdown and finishes his career 116-116. So that's what I'm thinking happens at the end.
I wouldn't be surprised if it does. So we will see. We got 4 or 5 4 o'clock games this week. That's
all right.
3 4:05 specials, possibly.
There we go. We need one. I feel one here.
First one, I don't know about this one. Jacksonville +7 and some 6.5s out there on the road at Oakland. Not laying 7 with the Raiders. Jacksonville looks horrible these past few weeks. I've faded them a lot. So I have no desire to back them with +7 either. I know there's a lot of money on the Raiders, so Another stay away from me, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Either of you got anything on this one? John, I'll let you go first.
This is like a reverse 405 special. So, like, you're looking at it, the line is so high, it's making me like Oakland. Isn't that too many points? 6.5? And it opened 4, and it's up to 6.5. So somebody moved this line, right? So this is one of those boring games that you want to watch and see what happens before kickoff. I think they have already moved the line. Not like a couple weeks ago, I think it was Tennessee-Jacksonville, and nobody was betting that game. And the line kept creeping up, and Eddie hit us up on Twitter and said, dude, this there's some line movement here. And we ended up taking Tennessee. I know that was between us. We didn't talk about it on the pod, but in our chat, we talked about it. So I don't know. Kind of like Raiders a little bit. I don't know. We'll see what else we see.
I should have hit you guys up last week because guess who it was last week? It was the Falcons that was the one that everybody was doing that late steam move on before game time.
The last 3 weeks, late steam has been on money, man.
Steam has been hitting, man. Yeah.
And it was the Chargers, too. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that was another two again last week. I didn't take the Chargers in that one because I was watching – oh, damn. I was watching something on Fox or ESPN Sunday Countdown, so I turned down the Chad and Scooch thing for a minute, and then I caught the end of them talking about the Chargers, and I was like, wait, did they say Chargers or Jags? And I went back and listened to it afterwards, and I was like, god damn, I missed the Chargers because the Sharps were pounding the Chargers in the Falcons. The Falcons a little bit, but mostly the Chargers a lot. And look how that one
turned
out. So.
The late team's been 6-0 the last 3 weeks. 2-0. So maybe it's something we can tweet out from our handle. I know we talk about it, like John said, because Eddie, you're nice enough to send it. But I'll make this easy. I don't want to side. I'm going to take kind of – John, you know how you sometimes say you like a square over? I think I like the square over. I think over 45. The Raiders have been outscored by 83 points in their last 3 weeks, and the Jags have been outscored by 74 points in their last 3 weeks. So Jags have lost – you know, 5 consecutive games by 17 or more. I don't know. I'm going to take the over and just not sweat aside. Over 45, I think there's going to be points galore. The Raiders always score, and the Raiders always give up big plays. And so I'm going to hope for points and just kind of take the square side here.
All right. So next one up, next 405 game, Arizona at home, +2.5 against the Browns. Man, Arizona just sometimes looks like such a sexy, nice home underdog to take, and they just let you down every time. So I don't know if I could take Arizona again. They've been killing me whenever I take them in a home underdog the past couple of weeks. So I'm going to probably stay away from this one. If anything, I would lean Arizona again because Cleveland, they're one of those teams that doesn't play as well on the road. They've had a couple of home games here the past couple of weeks where they've looked pretty good. And then their only road game the past 5 weeks has been at Pittsburgh, and they lost that one. So one of those teams where they're a different team on the road. And I mean, we saw them go out and lose to Denver. That was, I think, their last road game before Pittsburgh. So on the road this year, they beat the Jets. They beat Baltimore and then lost every other one after that. So I would lean Arizona, but I don't know if I'm going to bet it. So Vic, I'll let you kick it away on this one first.
I wanted to see John's take. I wanted to see if this is his 405 special.
No, John, you go first.
No, the next one is. But
Okay.
Cleveland, this is – you know what this game is? This is the game that Eddie's going to call us and say there's late – if there's late steam on this game, and what I mean by that in only one direction, if this goes in Cleveland's way, if this line goes to 3 or over key number of 3.5, if that happens, I'll end up playing Cleveland in this game because I kind of like them in this spot. I hate both these teams, and I said I'm not going to bet Cleveland anymore the rest of the year, and I really haven't. I've stayed away from them completely, and I don't like the way Arizona plays. They just bother me too. Just two teams I hate, kind of like I hated Atlanta throughout, you know, or we hated Atlanta throughout the season. So I don't like either of these teams. But if this number goes over 3 – and gets a 3.5, and that's so weird to say that I'm losing value, but I'll do it. But then it's somebody saying somebody or sharps are saying that you know, that's the side. So I don't know. I kind of lean Cleveland. I'm not playing it unless one of you guys hit me up with some late steam on this game.
We'll see.
There's a little bit of RLM on the cards, but like you said, Eddie, every week I feel like the Cards are in this like good home dog spot, and every week they disappoint. So they started off hot. They were getting a lot of backdoors. But last few weeks, man, they've been out of it. I just hate the Browns are so bad, so dysfunctional. I just hate laying points with them on the road anywhere. And so that's why I like the Cards. There are a couple plus threes out there. I'll probably play the Cards small, but like John said, let's see what happens in the last hour. Like if it goes to Browns over 3-4, you know, I'll lay off. If it goes to Cards like 1.5, I might buy some more. So I have a small bet down on the Cards plus 3, and then I'll kind of see what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that game. Next one up, another 405 one. This one is a little bit better of a game, I think. Minnesota opened up -3, down to -2.5 at the Chargers. My whole thing on the Chargers is whenever they Phillip Rivers gets protection or the offensive line plays well, they play well. Their offensive line has been so just – it has been what has caused this team to either succeed or fail every week. And when he gets protection, they're able to play really well. The offensive line – or the offense gets going – run game gets going, he can stand back there and throw. When he doesn't get protection, you see games like the Raiders, games like the Chiefs, that one couple of week stretch there where they just looked awful. But I think last week we saw he got some protection and they went out and they destroyed the Jags, and maybe that could be the case here. But I do like the Chargers in this spot getting the 3 at home. I think with Minnesota, it's one of those games where it's a non-conference, you're playing a crappy team, you're going on the road all the way out to the West Coast. Plus, if you look, Minnesota's got two huge games on deck. They play at Green Bay next week. That's going to be pretty much for the division. So it could be a little bit of a look-ahead spot here. Then they play the Bears in Week 17. Actually, I'm sorry, that game is not in Green Bay. It's at Minnesota next week. So it's one of those ones where you're sandwiched in between two division games, and you just got to go out to the West Coast, play a non-conference AFC team. Game doesn't really mean too much for you, and then come back home. So I think we get a little bit of a look-ahead spot here. I actually love the Chargers a lot here. So
I'm with you, man. I know John, he's going to say 405 special. And I think this is the perfect setup. There's 80-20 rule, right? Everyone's on the Vikings. There's RLM on the Chargers. The line is down to 2.5 in most spots. I think this is a flat spot for the Vikings. This is perfect scenario for the Chargers. Every year, the Chargers, whenever they're out of the playoffs, they start rolling. And their pass defense is great. I think they limit Cousins. And I see the Chargers winning this game straight up.
Yeah. This is the sexy 405 special. You're going to look at – it's just that there's so many that it might throw people off. But if this was the only game going on at 4 o'clock at 405 and people were trying to get down, who's not taking Minnesota? So the only thing that worries me is I don't know why the line's where it's at. It's at 2.5, but that's what makes the Chargers so attractive to me is that it's not on 3, that it's on 2.5. So they're goading the public to take Minnesota.
Exactly.
But I wish it was just like, I wish I didn't know anything about sports, right? And I just bet this game because I can see Phillip Rivers throwing 5 interceptions and getting sacked 17 times in this game also. So, yeah. I mean, man, it's such a tough spot. The play is the Chargers. Again, like I said earlier, I haven't played anything yet this week. I'm probably going to end up playing this game closer to game time to see what happens. At the moment right now, this is the sexy 405 special, the Chargers. So
yeah, I think that one might be one that we consider someone's pick of the week a little bit later on. So we'll take a look at that one possibly and revisit that. Next we go to the 425 games. This one actually, these are some decent ones here. We got Atlanta on the road going all the way out to the Bay Area in San Francisco, +11. I kind of like the Falcons here. Atlanta is getting the 11 points. I think we get a little bit of a letdown from San Francisco coming off the huge win against New Orleans last week, and then they got to go play the Rams and the Seahawks the next 2 weeks, which is two really big divisional games for them. So we might get a little bit of a sandwich spot similar to the last game here. Atlanta's been playing well the past couple of weeks. I know I mentioned that was one of the late steam moves last week, where they won that game, and then they played New Orleans pretty tough on Thanksgiving. I know there's a little bit of luck there with the onside kicks, but they did play them pretty solid there. So I don't know. I kind of like Atlanta here, but I don't think it's going to be one that I'll bet. So just a slight lean to Atlanta here on this one. But John, I'll let you go first on this one.
One thing I didn't mention about the last game, I just want to say it really quick. I always give out like sometimes a square over, right? How about this one? I like the under in the Chargers game really quickly. It's 70% over, right? 70% of the bets have been bet on over, but the line has came down to from 46 to 44.5, and 80% or close to it is on the under. I lost it.
Yeah, you're right. I love that under, man. You're right. So about 70% of the public on the over and about 70% of the money on the under, actually.
Yeah, so that's like what a difference that is. So I like the under. Last time I gave out about two unders on the pods. I can't remember what they are now, but they both hit. So I like the under in that Chargers game. This game here, 49ers and Falcons, I'm not playing this game. I hate – this is just another, you know, Ravens Jets game to me, and it's not an island game. I can find something else I'll like. So this is not something I'm going to end up playing.
Vic, you got anything on this one?
I mean, I lean the Falcons. I just, you know, I hate the Falcons, and maybe a little bit of a letdown spot for the Niners, but man, they're just playing so damn well. Their offense is so good. But there is a little bit of RLM on the Falcons. Sharps took some Falcons early. Spread has come down a point or half a point in most books. So I can see a little bit of a letdown spot for the Niners. Maybe they come out a little flat, whereas the Falcons have been playing a lot better the last few games, like you said, Eddie. So I think the pick is the Falcons, but I don't think I can put real money on this game. But you never know, come Sunday.
Agreed. Now, next one up, another 425 game here. We have the Cowboys at home against the Rams. I love the Cowboys in this spot. They are plus one underdogs right now at home. I feel like we're getting just so much overreaction to the past couple of weeks on both teams here with the Rams, how well they've played the past 2 weeks, and the Cowboys, how bad they played the past 2 weeks. So if this game was played 2 weeks ago, I mean, everybody would be all over the Cowboys, and the spread would be a lot different, because I think the look-ahead line on this was like minus three, and in some places there were some minus fours out there. Now we're getting plus one. The line value that you're getting in this game is so, so good. And I think there's just too much of an overreaction with how these two teams have played the past 2 weeks, and has driven this line a little out of control. So I think from what I'm seeing here, everybody's also betting the Rams. Vic, you can confirm that for me.
Yep. So to confirm both your points, you're right. The look ahead line was Dallas minus three. And then, yes, everyone is on the Rams. 90% of the public is on the Rams. So not even 80-20. You're looking at 90-10.
Wow. So you liking Dallas in this one too?
Excuse me. I do like Dallas. Sorry. I do like Dallas, man. I think this is a good spot. But it's like what John said earlier, man, it's so hard betting on the Cowboys. Their coach is just so, so bad. And you guys saw that meme I posted on Twitter last week about him, how he gets his team revved up, right? The clapping hands meme.
Yep.
It was hilarious. So their coach is just so bad. And the Rams have looked a lot better. McVay was like, they asked him, what did he change? He's like, I just stopped being an idiot and started handing Gurley the ball. They've looked a lot better. Another big thing is that the Cowboys, I remember, John, you were asking, like, who do the Bears beat, right? If you look at the Cowboys, like, look at their record. Like, who have they beaten? No one good. And against good teams, they're 0-6 this year against teams with a winning record and 1-5 against the spread. So that's what stops me from taking the Cowboys. I might watch for some late steam in this one, but You are right, Eddie. You are getting a lot of value. You're getting 4 points of value from the original line in this game and a 90-10. So I would say it's Cowboys or nothing.
And, John, before you go, one thing that does scare me about this is how the Rams match up with the Cowboys. The past 2 years when these two teams have played, I think the Rams have beaten them both times, and there was one time in Dallas as well. So that part gives me a little bit of hesitancy. I remember in the playoff game last year, the Rams absolutely ran over the Cowboys because they had those little tells on their defensive line that the offensive line was able to pick out from watching film, how they lined up. They knew where the defensive line was going to go and when they were going to stunt, things like that. So it was very easy for them to pick up. And yeah, I just think there's a huge coaching mismatch here. So that is one thing. Just the Rams past couple of times that they played them have beat them pretty good. So, and yes, I've been saying that about the Cowboys all year. They are frauds. They played nobody. They beat a bunch of bad teams and couldn't compete with the good ones. So right on there with you. And then the one that they did cover was the one against the Patriots where they should have not covered because Jason Garrett was an idiot and kicked a field goal. So doesn't even count. 0-7 against the spread or 0-6. John, what are you thinking about this one?
Man, you brought back some bad memories when you said the Rams beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. I don't know. I was on the Cowboys that game. I don't know why. But I've been on the Cowboys this year, and it's the one team that's not treating me right. Again, I was on them against the Bears because I didn't talk to you guys about it. And I was on them against the Vikings. And again, I didn't talk to you guys about it. It was two times where I wasn't on. I gave out those picks and I played them. And I like them here again. I don't know why. I don't know. Hopefully I don't play this game, right? But we'll see what happens. This is the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman game at 425, guaranteed. So, I mean, I might end up putting a little bit on it. I like Dallas. I can't tell you too many reasons why, but it's what Eddie said just a few minutes ago. It's a lot of overreaction. Rams beat Seattle, but Rams always play Seattle really well. So, I mean, Cowboys got to get right, man. They can't limp into the playoffs, which I think they're the team that I think they'll end up beating Philly next week. They can't be the team that's gonna get into the playoffs at, like, you know, 7-9 and lose, like, had lost like 5 in a row. So I don't know. I guess I'm gonna go. I like Cowboys small lean. All these 4 o'clock games, I didn't have a strong opinion on all any of them, but I kind of like Cowboys just a little here.
All right, so we're kind of all leaning towards the Cowboys, some a little stronger than others on this one. Now the next game up, I know we're gonna disagree on it. I'm a little excited for this one myself. Buffalo Bills +2. I see some 2.5s out there on the road at Pittsburgh.
Can you go last?
I'll go last. Yeah, this is our first Sunday night football game since I was 17 years old in 2007. We have not had a Sunday night football game in that long. So we are hyped. I was thinking about going to this game, but it was just too short notice. Works really crazy right now, so I couldn't do it. But yeah, I'll let you go first. So John, you can tell me why I'm an idiot for taking the Bills here.
No, listen. I mean, listen. Just looking at it, right? Forget where the number's at. Forget where the public's at. Where the sharp's at. Forget all that stuff. How is Pittsburgh gonna score on Buffalo? That's all. I mean, like, I don't understand how that's gonna happen. Buffalo's defense is really good. And I don't know how Duck Hodges is going to be able to win the game for Pittsburgh. So, I mean, I don't think you're a complete idiot because, you know, this is your team. And when you're just looking at it, they look like, you know, they look like the right side. But, man, the numbers shaped in such a way that it makes me like Pittsburgh. And that's the only reason why I like them. Nothing to do with what either one of these two teams are going to do on the field. But, you know, the line opened at 1 and not and everything is on Buffalo, but the line is up to 2 now. So I don't think it's ever going to get to a key number of pick 'em or to 3. It's going to stay right here. You know what? I really don't know. Understand how it's going to happen, and it probably will. How is this game going to go? I don't understand how either one of these teams are going to score more than 20 points for this game to go over the thing, right? Does 2017 get this game over? Is it, what is it at 36? Oh, I mean, I guess that gets it over. I don't see how that happens either though. So, I mean, you're going to need a defensive touchdown or a block punt or something like that. And that actually might be what turns this game. Pittsburgh's defense is really good too, but man, I mean, even I would take Josh Allen over Duck, whatever his name is, the Duck guy. So listen, in the end, I'm saying all this to you, Eddie. And in the end, I know what I'm going to do. The sharp side has always been right on Sunday night. The last five, six sides, if you go back the last five, 6 weeks, the sharp side has been right on Sunday night football. So I'm going to just stick with that. Stick with my guns and take Pittsburgh. I might hit you up a little bit before game time and maybe you'll change my mind. But for now, I like the Steelers.
Vic, your turn. You?
I can't deny what I like the Bills, but I can't deny everything that John just said because there is RLM. There's sharp money on the Steelers. It's big. It went from a pick 'em to like -2 in a lot of books. So we'll see, man. I'll probably wait till Sunday night to fire. I don't know, man. I don't see how the Steelers pull it off. But like John said, man, the sharp side has been correct. On Sunday nights, they're going to need this game big because everyone's going to be on the Bills. So the Bills let me down last week, man. That killed me. It was +5.5. They get that pass interference. I know I saw you tweeting a bunch of stuff, Eddie. And, that killed me, man. So I'll probably sit this one out. But John is right. There's a lot of sharp money on the Steelers. So let's hear why you're loving the Bills.
Well, it is more emotional as to why I'm loving the Bills. But one thing about Pittsburgh is they are, I think, second or first in the league in takeaways on defense this year. And we all know how turnovers are. They are just bounces that go your way. They're very random, and they tend to regress back to even. So I think once that luck runs out, then – you know, you turn back into who you are. And their defensive line is really good. That's actually the one thing that gives me a little bit of pause when thinking about this game, because we saw last week Josh Allen was constantly under pressure, but it was mostly because the Ravens were blitzing. I think Pittsburgh, I don't know how much they blitz or if they just kind of go with their four pass rushers similar to how San Francisco plays. If it's just the four pass rushers, I think they could – they'll be okay and they'll be able to block them pretty well. But John, like you said, I just don't see how the Steelers are going to score. And when you look at the teams that they've played, I know that they've won like 7 of their last 8, whatever, 6 of their last 7, something like that. They haven't really played anybody that good. And I know the Bills haven't either. I think if you look at who they've played, the Steelers, their best win was maybe the Rams, who turned the ball over 4 times in that game. So again, that's when you talk about those turnovers, and they only beat them 17-12. So if the Rams don't turn the ball over 4 times, probably win that game. Because if you look at the box score in terms of like yards, Rams, first downs, Rams, everything leaned to Rams. It's just the turnovers are ultimately what decided it. So I don't know if the Bills don't turn the ball over, I think they'll win the game. The fact that we're getting points and it's our first Sunday night football game in 12 years is something that they're looking forward to a lot. I know we've been talking about it ever since the game got flexed. A lot of people in Buffalo were talking about it before even the Ravens game last week, and that's the best team in football that we were playing. So it was almost kind of a look-ahead game for us. But this is also going to be a huge, huge, huge game for playoff positioning because – this will determine who gets the 5 seed, who gets the 6 seed, and all Buffalo needs to do is win one game and they're in the playoffs. I know the Steelers, for them, I was talking or tweeting with Aaron Schatz yesterday, and the percentages, if the Steelers win the game, I think they shoot up to like 90% to make the playoffs, and if they don't, they drop down to like 29% to make the playoffs. So big game for them. I'm just kind of going with the Bills here because I don't see how Pittsburgh is going to be able to move the ball on them. I think we're finally going to see Duck Hodges turn into the undrafted rookie free agent that he is. No quarterback in NFL history has won – or no undrafted rookie quarterback has won their first 3 starts. and he has. So I don't know. I don't know if he's going to win number four, but I like the Bills here. It's going to be a lot of Bills fans traveling to this game because tickets were actually surprisingly cheap. So I know a lot of people scooping them up. It's only a 3-hour drive. So I'll take the Bills plus the two and a half, whatever we got.
I wish this was in Orchard Park. Is it still called Ralph Wilson Stadium or is it something else now?
It's called New Era Field, but everybody still calls it the Ralph.
Okay, well, listen, if this was at the Ralph, man, I would love Buffalo here. What a game that would have been for them to be at home on Sunday Night Football after however many years you just said. So it's not, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. This is a game I'll end up playing right before kickoff, so not something I'm going to give out now.
Yeah, just two things to keep an eye on early in the game. It will, I think, kind of determine it is the defensive line in Pittsburgh and how well they're able to get pressure on Josh Allen. If he's going to be getting pressure early on, they're going to be in some trouble. If not, I think they win the game. And then also turnovers. Obviously, whoever wins the turnover battle, I think is going to win the game. So
for sure.
Next up, Monday Night Football. Got another team in our household here, New Orleans Saints, at home looking to bounce back off the game of the year, everybody's calling it, in the NFL last week. And that was just one of those games where whoever had the ball last was going to win. I said the second that Traquan Smith scored that there was too much time left on the clock. San Francisco had too much, I think like 56 seconds, three timeouts. So that's just too much time in the NFL when you need a two-minute drive. And credit to George Kittle. He pulled off a hell of a run there at the end. But this game here, we got New Orleans -9, looks like in most spots against Indianapolis. I think it's a little too many points, but New Orleans, obviously, I think is going to win the game at home on Monday Night Football, so I don't want to go against them there. And one thing to keep an eye on is their defense is a little banged up right now for the Saints. They had their two linebackers missing last week, the two starters, Alonzo and Klein. Sheldon Rankins, who's pretty much their best defensive lineman in the middle, he is probably done for the season with an ankle injury. He got rolled up on the second quarter last week. Marcus Davenport, he's probably out for the season now as well. So something to keep an eye on looking forward. That's not good when two of your best defensive linemen are going to be out for the season. That's hard to replace. So I think Saints win here, but 9 is a lot of points. So I don't know. Maybe we take one of those games that John talked about, tease it down with the Saints here. No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. There's no other game I would tease him with that I could see that I like. So
I don't know. This is so far away, this game, and the line is so high that it's not like my favorite pick of the week. And when it's not my favorite pick of the week, that means I'll just wait till before kickoff and play it small, like somewhere, just to watch, right? So I don't have an opinion on this game yet. The line is too many points for me, but I'm with you. The Saints are going to win. They're not going to lose the game. It's just – and when I feel that way, I can't take the underdog. So I'm not going to play this game yet. If anything, it's going to be small lean towards the Saints. Again, I know I keep talking about playoffs, but I can't wait till, you know, if we get that rematch for that game – it can't be in – it's not going to be in New Orleans again. If it was, I'd be all over the Saints. But I think when that's another team, I can't wait to play in the playoffs when they get a home game and when they're on the road is the New Orleans Saints. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Vic, how about you in this one?
I actually like the Colts plus 10. There's a bunch of 10s out there now. And wow. Just because of what you said, I think it's you know, after you play such a big, crazy game, there's a little bit of letdown spot. And the Colts are a good team, man. And we've rode them well for the last 2 years. And Brissett's just a winner. I think they will be able to pass the ball, especially with Davenport and some of these, you know, guys banged up. I think the Colts can hang a little bit. I just hate betting against the Saints in prime time. You know, they're always a machine. But the public's all over New Orleans. They see them bouncing back. The Colts are kind of one of those dogfight teams, you know, good offensive line, good defense, Brissett's a winner. I can see them kind of hanging around and losing at the end or even having a back door. So I like the Colts plus 10. But it's kind of like John said, it's so far away. We'll see where the sharp money comes in a little later and kind of base my pick off of that. But my early pick is Colts plus 10.
Maybe a square over in this game, because, you know, I didn't realize until you guys just mentioned it that the Saints are so banged up on defense. But Indy's defense hasn't looked good the last few weeks. Look what Jameis did to them, you know, last week. And, you know, he lost Mike Evans after like one play. So, I mean, they're going to have a hard time matching up with New Orleans offensively, is the Indy defense. And then now you're saying that Saints defense is banged up and, you know, Brissett can move the ball and the coach likes to go for it on fourth down a lot. So maybe I'm square under over there on that one. So
yeah, the Colts D is allowing 9.7 yards per pass attempt over the past three games. So just because they're banged up. So you're right there.
Yeah. And one thing about last week's game, just real quick, I think we saw San Francisco just go all out. You saw a whole bunch of trick plays in that game to just try and do everything that they could, because they knew how important that game was for one, home field advantage in the playoffs, and two, to keep their hopes alive for winning the division. Or else, you know, you go from having a bye in the first round of the playoffs to being a wild card, having to go on the road if you lose that game. So I think we saw a lot of desperation out of the 49ers last week, gave their, you know, 150% in that game. So really good shot that the 49ers gave there.
I think 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. I know we've been talking so long, maybe we can do this another time, but I think they're the NFC champs this year, the 49ers or maybe Green Bay. I think one of those two teams are going to end up winning the NFC.
Please, Green Bay. Please, no, Green Bay, please.
Yeah, they are a fraud.
They just play dirty, man. I mean, like, I don't know. We'll talk about it. We've done too much talking today. Maybe we'll go over it another time. We're going to give out some picks of the week now, or
let's
what?
Let's give out a picks of the week. So I'll go last because I got a couple games I like. So
I'm going to take your game if you go last.
You can take it. You can have it. I know you want it.
Because I don't have another one. I thought you guys were going to, like, take Titans, and then I was just going to end up taking the Lions, but now I don't have to. I'm going to just go with Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to win. That's the one we all agreed on, so I'm kind of, like, taking the pick from everybody here and making you guys decide on the other two. But I love Tennessee this week. I think they're going to end up winning the game. Hopefully it's not a push so we don't go, you know, 2-0-1 or something like that. But I'm going to go with the Titans.
Titans for John.
Okay, so of course we all love the Titans. We're all in agreement there. I gotta go with John's 405 special, man. Hopefully our listeners, Rand Lyon, shout out, you'll like it because you pointed it out to us on Twitter too. I'll go with the Chargers. So I think this is a great spot. There are a bunch of threes out there still online, so I'll take the Chargers plus 3. I think they have a shot. They're a live dog. They can win the game straight up.
All right.
Eddie, well,
you guys made it pretty hard for me then, actually, because those were the two games I was looking at. I was hoping that Vic would go somewhere else, or one of you would go somewhere else.
I can shift if you want. No.
Okay. I told you guys you go first. So they don't want me to take the Bills, so it impacts our record.
You can take the Bills, man.
Listen, man, if you think they're going to – I'll ride with you. If you think they're going to win the game, I'll ride with you.
Yeah, I will agree. Their defense is legit. I like teams with good defenses. So,
all right.
You can ride with you if you like them. Don't worry.
I'm stuck between that or the Cowboys. So who you guys feeling out of those two? Bills or Cowboys? Bills or Cowboys? The silence is neither if you like it.
Oh, my. I will say I like the Cowboys a little bit more because they have point differential. They put up yards. They're at home in the 90-10. But the Bills' defense is legit. So John's kind of the tiebreaker.
Oh, God. This is Eddie. Man, I already made my pick. What are you guys asking me again for?
I'm having to pick mine between the Bills and the Cowboys.
Yeah, so if you made me choose between those two games, I'd probably end up taking the Cowboys for the same exact reason Vic just said. You know, they're the home team. So I don't know, man. I'm not gonna pick for you. You're gonna make us go 3-0. Me and Vic got our locks in.
All right, fine. I'll go with the Bills. I'm going with the Bills plus 2.5.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So we got Titans minus 3, Chargers plus 3. You said there's some threes out there still. And then we'll go with the Bills plus 2.5 for our picks of the week. So let's get it, boys. Let's go 3-0 this week.
3-0 coming up. Let's do it. Let's get ready for the playoffs. And please, Bears beat the Packers. That is my only wish of the weekend, other than us going 3-0.
I like it. All right, guys. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll get back together next week.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Later.